Podium Audio presents Vigilante, a Sara Valian thriller. Book 2 of Sara Valian, written by Cecilia Sahlström, performed by Carolyn Stoltz. Chapter 1. "Finally," he whispered. "Finally." He kissed her and held her close. She felt the heat of his body and started to breathe more calmly. His scent, his warm lips against hers, and his calm heartbeats relaxed her and made her feel safe. His big hand stroking her hair, their clothes in piles on the floor. The naked bodies met and moved together in perfect synchronization. She reached climax long before he did, and when he finally came, it was time for them to say goodbye. It hurt more and more each time. On her way home, she walked in silence along the streets. She took Slagtoftavägen and turned right on Storgatan. The air was cool and clear, and the stars glistened in the black sky. She passed the deserted car repair shop. As always, she was worried about someone seeing her or following her. Worried about someone knowing what she had done. She had met up with him, the man she loved more than anything, once a week for months now. And just like after all the other times, she was overcome by a feeling of unease. She clenched her fists, focused her eyes on the street ahead and frowned. She was almost too scared to breathe. She scanned her surroundings for danger, not sure what was dangerous and what wasn't. Suddenly she heard a noise behind her. It sounded like gravel underneath heavy feet. Her heart raced. She turned around and her long braid danced across her back. But she didn't see anything. There was nobody there. She told herself she was only imagining things and stood still for a while to allow her pounding heart to calm down and the noise in her head to disappear. Then she kept moving silently. She walked past Sandahl's fashion boutique, crossed Herbie's old square, and finally made it home. She slipped into the bed. Her heart was filled with love for him, but she couldn't shake the fear she had felt on the street. Her parents were asleep, and she could hear her father snoring through the wall. Chapter 2. Tobias walked briskly towards the car, opened the door, and was just about to sit down behind the wheel when he heard something behind him. Before he had the chance to see what or who it was, he felt a powerful arm wrap around his throat. It suddenly became hard to breathe, and his head started spinning. Spots began to flicker in his vision. A thought started to form in the back of his mind, but refused to reveal itself. He had a feeling he should know who was attacking him, but he couldn't figure it out. He tried twisting out of the attacker's grip, but the more he moved, the harder it became for the air to find its way into his lungs. He tried to breathe through the nose and did his best to stay calm. He was a pretty big guy and realized that the person attacking him must be even bigger. He tried to relax as he knew it would make it easier to breathe, think and act. The man was panting heavily, and Tobias could feel the heat from his breath against his neck. He smelled the sharp scent of sweat mixed with perfume under the attacker's armpit.
"You'll never see her again,"
the man whispered into Tobias's right ear. The man's breath smelled metallic.
"Her? Of course, it was about her."
He tried to answer but couldn't speak.
"This is your first and final warning."
Tobias's head was pounding. His heart raced.
"Don't look,"
the man whispered as he released his grip around Tobias's neck. He heard footsteps move away from him, but didn't move until they were completely gone. The car door was still open. His mobile phone was on the seat. He started to dial 112, but changed his mind. He stepped into the car, drove out of the car park, and turned left on Slagtoftavägen. He continued until he reached Highway E22 and turned left towards Lund. As he was driving, his legs started trembling so violently that he had to stop the car by the side of the road.